Israel, we have proper, a proper Omar, Kisin Alugin Romalei. That Rosh Lakish through a custom Yechonon, the clear from our Mishnah, to a case of Lugin of jars of wine. Does not look like this. Halokeyach Yain Mebein Akusin. Somebody buys wine off a Kusi. Kusi really was a Jew, because he had luck like a Goy. And if we have to take off Chumas Samaisa from his wine, well, what Torah was talking about before, they made the Xero on Yain Nesach. So you let him drink the wine, just you have to take off the Trumas HaMaisris. And you got it now right before Shabbos, you didn't have time to take off the Trumas HaMaisris yet. And you want to drink the wine on Shabbos, so what can you do? So Aimu, the Balabas has a right to say like this, after you bought the wine, he has a right to say, Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafrish Harehen Truma. That two Lugim, let's say bought that's like 100 of them, so 250th or 150th, two Lugim should remain Truma. Asara, a tenth of that, Maiserishin. Tisha, ninth of that, is Maisershini. Omechem, it's a shame, but Mechem is, it means that you have to be paid to the Maisershini on something else. For Shoysimir, he has the right to drink the wine right away, right now. Give it Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Because he also behold the Yesh Bereira. So like you made the Maisar Frosh and now the Dibur, and you could drink the wine, as long as you make sure you left over wine enough on the bottom, that after Shabbos, you'll be mighty that to make that the Truma and the Maisers. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Eisen, they say, no, it's also, because they don't hold from Breira, they hold ain't Breira. So if that's what Rashi asked, most of the kashas on these last three, and the son of Akiva holds like them also. Since so, what did they say, if you hold ain't Breira, sacred your Meya, like a Gri in the Sefer, that you're not over the years similar to you spend all of them, why not? The first one that comes up, let's be afraid, maybe that's the Hegdish sticker one. Since you hold ain't Breira, we don't have a right to say the last one should be Hegdish. But any one you take out, you have to be afraid, maybe that's the Hegdish sticker one. So in the Sefer of Al-Mishnah, Waz Rabbi Akiva said, there's no risk similar until you take Hanor from all of them. All of them. Now the Gemara says that again, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan meant to answer and say that Sefer the Masin, Sefer Amish is talking about B'yemer Lo Yifta Kizem in a Hegdish. He meant to say this Lashon. He meant to be Makdish and only that you can't have all Hanor from it. Meaning to say you only over the Yisamila are the last Prut that you take. Therefore only the last Prut you use, that's the Hegdish Tikka one. But all the ones before, like, were not Hegdish. Yadim Lecha Shtriya Shrasa Shekusa Yisnik Lo Masech Temila. Alright, the Slit Lo Masech Temila, finish Masech Temila. So Maisa still goes on, now we have some Mishnais Lo Masech Tavkinim, and then Masech Tavkinim we still learn. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll start here in Masech Tekinim. Yeah, we'll start with Chav Beis in the Gemara. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Chatis Oif Nasis Lamata. We know there's a locha of Kinim, that's when you bring two birds. Kinim means a pair of birds. So let's say a Yoledeh, after a certain time, you have a Choyv to bring a Kinim, to bring birds. Let's say a Yoledeh, at least it gives birth. Or else a Zav or a Zava, they can bring two kinim. They bring kinim, two birds. And the birds is, one's a chatis and one's an oila. So first the Mishnah explains what's the difference between a chatis oif and an oila oif. So Mishnah starts off that chatis oif, when you bring an oif for a chatis, nasas lamata. It's a zirikas dam is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Means below the chut hasikra, the bottom half of the mizbeach. Now, the chatis behemah, mashenkin by behemah, when you bring a behemah for korban chatis, then lamala, the makam to make it zrika, is, the pasuk says, akarnas ha-mizbeach, which means the top, the upper part of the mizbeach, means above the chut ha-sikra. So that's the difference between a chatis soif and a chatis behemah. Now, by oila, it's just the opposite. Oila soif, if you bring a bird for korban oila, so nasas lamala, the avoid of the mate, the mitzi hadan, by an oilah, there's not really a zrika, but after the malika, you take the neck of it and you squash it against the mizbeach. So that's done on the top part of the mizbeach. Oyla Saif Nasif Lamahas be done on the top half of the Mizbech on both the Chut HaSikra. Oyla Sabeimah, if you bring a behemoth for Korban Oyla, that's the opposite Lamato. There's Rikas Hadam, but Oyla Sabeimah is done Lamato from the Chut HaSikra. Yeah. And then the Moran says, the Moran's welcome to Suwa did all the other Korbanos also. The role of Zrika is always done Lamata on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Only a Korban Chatis, a Behemoth Chatis, there the Zrika is done Lamala. Now the Mishnah says, Mishino Bazel, Bazel Posel. This is the Akdoma to this Masechta, that if you bring a Chatis Soif the wrong place, if you bring the Chatis Soif and make the Zrika Lamala, so the Chatis is Posel. The Chatis Soif, all these Zrikas have to be done in the right place, either Lamala or Lamata. If you do it in the wrong place, so then if you bring, we said, a Chatis Soif, if you bring it Lamala, the Chatis Soif is Psula. Who did an Oyla Soif, if it's brought Lamata, it'll be Possum. Now, Seida Kinim Kachu. What's the Seida? How do you bring Kinim, a pair of birds? Kinim always means two. Either could be two Torim or two Binayoyna. Either two doves, or else two young pigeons. So what's the halachas of kinim? Is ha-choyva, when you have a choyv to bring the kinim, like we said, a choyva could be either your azav or azav or your ledis. So those are a choyva to bring a kinim. Then the halacha is echod chatas v'echad oyla. Whenever you have a choyv to bring a kan, it means you have a choyv to bring two predas, two birds, and one of them is a chatas, and one of them is an oyla. And you do it the way we learned before, the oyla is done lamala, and the chatasait is done lamata from the chutasikra. But what's going to be binadorm or binadovis? Let's say somebody stam wants to make a neder or a nadova. He has no choiv to bring kinim. He stam, but there is a neder or a nadova, he wants to bring birds for a korban. Then the lochari is kulam oilas. That when you say stam kan, you mean two. But here both of them are a korban oila. Because you cannot bring a chatis for a neder or a nadova. If whenever you bring a neder and a dove, it's always only a korban oyla. By behemoth, you could have a shlamim also. But by birds, there's no shlamim. By birds, either it's a chatas or it's an oyla. Therefore, you bring a birds for a neder and a dove, it always remains oilas. So even with Mishnah talks Losh in plural, that's because minastan, you say kinim. But then a person could be mechayv himself just to bring one preda. If you want, you could be mechayv himself just to bring one bird. And in the time, that bird would be an oila. Then the Mishnah explains, a zehu neder, what's called the neder, that's ha'oimer harei olai oila. You put the chiv upon yourself, you have a chiv no matter what, to bring a bird for a korban oila. A ve'ezehu hi nedova, what's called only a nedova present, ha'oimer, somebody says harei zu oila, means you have the bird here, and you say upon this bird should be an oila. So now what's the difference? What's the difference whether you make a neder or whether you make a nedova? In both cases, you have to bring the bird or the animal for the korban oyla. Elo, the difference is shehanedorim meisu oynignavu chayovim b'achuyusim. By a neder, when you said harei olai, means the chiv is upon you. So you have to make sure that the korban is brought. Let's say you set aside a korban and it dies or it got stolen. So what? You still have to bring another one. You have a chiyav achrayis, an obligation upon you to make sure it's brought. On the dovis, if you just say harei zu oila, this should be a korban oila, so it's only a chiyav to bring this one. Therefore, meisu anignu, let's say this one dies, this one gets stolen, and chayovim b'achrayusim, you have no chiyav obligation to bring another one. So that's the difference whether you say harei zu or harei olai. V'kol ponim, when you bring birds for a neder or for a nedava, the only one that could be brought is only for an oila.